talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And as always, I strongly encourage everybody out there to download the Devil Radio app from Apple, Google, from our website. Carry Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Get access to your favorite shows. Okay, we're going to Manhattan. The Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance, has upped the ante against Trump. He's upped the ante against Trump. Now, remember something. He did not run for re-election. And the Democratic nominee, who just got nominated last Tuesday, is almost certainly going to be the new DA, because in Manhattan, and frankly in New York, Democratic registration is 7-1 over Republicans. So this guy is going to come in. Hopefully, he is going to be as tough as Cyrus Vance. But anyway, Cyrus Vance is a good DA, and he has teed up the prosecution of the Trump Organization. Well, what he did was, they met last Thursday with Trump's lawyers, who tried to talk him out of prosecuting the Trump Organization. This would probably at this stage not be a prosecution against Trump himself, but the threat would be against the Trump Organization and some of its executives, which would put a lot of pressure on Trump. The DA gave those lawyers for the Trump organization till today to, quote, talk him out of prosecuting. That's an ominous thing. You know, you meet with a DA on Thursday and he goes, I'm not convinced. You have till Monday to convince me. Well, what are you going to do over the weekend? I mean, what are you going to do? You call the guy, not going to answer the phone over the weekend. The truth of the matter is, it looks more and more like there will be a prosecution. So let's talk about what that would be, what that would mean. There are thousands of pages of Trump financial documents, which would form the basis of a prosecution against Trump himself. If the DA can prove that Trump knew what his executives and accountants were doing and ordered it. But what they're afraid of is there's a lot of crooked stuff apparently they found, but unless they can convince a jury that Trump personally directed it, he has a chance of slipping away. So what they're doing is going after these executives, putting incredible pressure on them to get them to flip on Trump and just say, yeah, that was my signature there, and I met with Trump on such and such a date, and he told me to do it. He was behind it. Well, there have been some developments in that area, and here's what they are. First of all, the big kahuna, the kingpin, the chief financial guy at the Trump Organization, is a guy named Alan Weisselberg. Now, Trump was very generous with Weisselberg and his family, and he gave them fringe benefits that most employers wouldn't give. And let's just talk about what they are. A lot of employers will give you a parking place. You know, they'll give you, medical care. You know, they'll insure you medically. Nobody I know reports the parking place and the medical policy they get as income. Okay, and the IRS never goes after that kind of stuff. I should say normally. But in this case, there were, quote, fringe benefits for Weisselberg's family that went beyond the normal fringe benefit. For instance, tuition in very, very expensive private schools in Manhattan for at least one of his grandkids, his son's child. Tuition. An apartment. Now, if you get an apartment in Milwaukee or in Madison, I mean, okay, an apartment. An apartment in Manhattan's a different story. That's especially a very nice, fancy apartment. That's very, very expensive. And there are other things, cars, and, you know, some people get a company car, but it depends what it is. So the question is going to be, did Weisselberg's son declare this as income? And he almost certainly didn't, because there is a disgruntled daughter-in-law who is married to his son. They had a very bitter divorce. She's cooperated with the DA and turned over a lot of financial documents. If the son didn't pay income tax on it, his lawyers will claim, well, you know, it's a fringe benefit. Yeah, but private school tuition at an expensive private school, an apartment in Manhattan. Yeah, I mean, and the fact that the IRS doesn't normally prosecute this kind of stuff does not mean that a DA, because remember something, you also have to declare it under state income taxes, and the DA may jump in on that. That will put real pressure on Alan Weisselberg to flip. Now, that's number one. Number two, they've talked about charging the Trump Organization itself. You know, you can charge a company, the XYZ company. You can charge a company. You can't put a company in jail, but you can give a company a felony conviction, which will bar it from government contracts and a lot of other things. And it can result in very, very large fines and civil forfeitures. So it sounds to me like they may be teeing up going after at least Weisselberg's son, the Trump Organization itself, and maybe Weisselberg himself, especially if Weisselberg got any, Alan Weisselberg got any very expensive perks or orchestrated perks and no income tax was declared on them. For instance, if there was no reporting to the IRS or to the state taxing authorities about that compensation. Now, all of this, in my view, is designed to put pressure on people to give further testimony against Trump. Who's given testimony against Trump? Michael Cohen has, the lawyer. Michael Cohen, they've talked to him 7 or 8 times. Michael Cohen has. They want Weisselberg, because Cohen's already told them that Trump controls everything. Well, there was a new voice heard over the weekend. There's a woman named Barbara Rez, R-E-S, that's her name, Barbara Rez. She worked right under Trump. She was the executive vice president for construction and development. And she basically oversaw the real estate empire. And the real estate empire is of concern to prosecutors. And one of the things that has been leaked, and I do not know, indictments, by the way, are sealed when they and they're not disclosed unless somehow they're disclosed publicly at trial. Testimony to a grand jury is secret. But the word that's come out is that there may have been differential valuations of properties. In other words, and this is hypothetical, $100 million property, you tell the taxing authorities it's only worth $25 million because you want to pay fewer taxes. You tell the bank it's worth $200 million because you want a line of credit for $200 million, and that's the security. If you pull that kind of stuff at certain scales, that's going to be a felony. Don't do it. I mean, I've seen cases where people have put in inflated financial statements to get bank loans, and sometimes it ends up in prosecution. Be careful about that. Be careful about that. Be truthful about that. Anyway, so what's happening in Manhattan is that Barbara Rez, executive vice president for construction, executive vice president for development, worked for him for 18 years, right under Trump, supervised his real estate empire. It sounds to me, and they won't admit it, but it sounds to me that the US, that the DA has already talked to her too. But they want the big kahuna. They want Alan Weisselberg, who's the ultimate financial guy. Ultimate financial guy. Go to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, maybe you can help me out with a close personal friend. As I argue with constantly of the mindset that nothing is ever going to happen to Trump and he'll skate, he'll walk totally. I said, even in the event he himself does, his company is going to be completely shattered, in my opinion. Oh, how do you know that? And I said, well, if you look back to Enron, wasn't Arthur Anderson, the accounting firm, taken totally down as a result of that?
Right. And but the thing about it, Arthur Andersen was really a great company and an honest company and one of the oldest big accounting firms. And that, to me, what happened was they had a guy, I think, down in Texas in the Southwest who did some wrong things. It was imputed back to the rest of the company because they were a partnership, I think. What happened is a lot of those partners got ruined and they were good people. I knew a lot of them and they were very, very good accountants. They had one rotten apple and that rotten apple, you know, dragged them all down. Now, since then, there have been changes in judicial opinions in the law and whether you drag a whole company down. But here, Trump isn't like Arthur Andersen. I mean, Arthur Andersen was a fine company with one rotten apple. With Trump, Trump is the head apple. And when the head apple is rotten, that's the issue. Look, Cohen goes to jail. Cohen goes to jail. Manafort goes to jail. You know, Roy Cohn was actually criminally charged, even though he slipped out. He was his old lawyer. Guys around turn out, you know, in bad shape. That isn't an accident. That is not an accident. Trump is a rotten apple. Anyway, we're going to a break. Thanks for calling in, Dick. Good points. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.